all this shit that you get told about how many lives are saved by vaccines. It's distortion of fact. Why the people in countries like India and Africa get ill with things and die in droves from things like measles is because they're poor. It's because they've got crap water supplies. It's because their nutritional status is terrible. Their sanitation is lacking, if there's any at all. And that is what causes these people to have low vitality and a low resilience to disease. And why did we have problems with those in this country in the past? Because for exactly the same reasons. And those are the reasons that when all those things improved, the incidence of children and people dying from measles and all and mumps and all these other illnesses dropped dramatically way before the vaccines ever came in. This is a massive, massive story that has been told over and over and over again, decade after decade, brainwashing everybody into thinking you need a vaccine to be healthy. It's lies. You do not need a vaccine to be healthy. What you need is to be well. You need to be vital. You need to have a high level of resilience and resistance to disease built on the back of sanitation, clean water, good nutrition, excellent sleep, movement, connection, fresh air, vitamin D. It's bullshit, absolute bullshit what you've been told. And if you ever actually dug into it like I have for the last 20 years, you would know this. Right? And yes, maybe the vaccines are helping people in those places, but they're not helping them, are they, with the underlying root causes? And it's exactly the same as what is going on just now. In this country, the people who are dying are the frail and elderly who live isolated in care homes, whose vitamin D status is on the floor, who are fed high sugar diets. No wonder they're frail and old and unwell. And then on top of that, it's the people who are unwell, people who are obese. We shouldn't be obese, but people are obese. People have got diabetes. You don't need to have diabetes. All of these are symptoms of what has now become the new malnutrition. The people who are dying from COVID, on the whole, are old and sick. Right? And a vaccine isn't going to solve those problems. Actually, they're old, they're sick, and they live in they're more likely to live in deprived areas. A vaccine is not going to solve the fact that people get old and die. It's not going to solve the fact that there are many, many, many people in this country who are now chronically unwell. And it is not going to solve the problems of deprivation and inequality. And yet everybody is lining up for this vaccine. And it's not even a vaccine. If you look, for example, on Pfizer's website, they don't describe it as a vaccine because it isn't. And they also point out that it is in the experimental stage. So something that is experimental is being rolled out across the globe to everybody. So there's a mass experiment going on this planet of a genetically modified product, biotechnology, and it says in its leaflet that it is GMO, and people are injecting that into their bodies, thinking that that is the way to be healthy, in inverted commas. It's not. It's another added layer of insult on your body. It's another poison. It's another symptom treatment. It's another way to avoid and to bypass looking at the root causes. These companies and the government are not really in the business of dealing with the root causes. They tweak. They talk the talk, but they don't actually ever change it. In fact, in this country, we've got rising levels of poverty and children who don't get fed. This is in a so-called Western democracy, which, of course, we're not living in a democracy anymore, are we? We're living in a totalitarian state, because you're not allowed to leave your house except for certain things that the government tells you that you can. And you're not allowed to hug your friends. You're not allowed to hug people you love. You can't sit with your loved one when they're dying and hold their hand. Your life is now dictated. You are only allowed to buy certain products from certain shops. You can, of course, support all the massive, big multinational companies who are profiting from this, which many people are. Amazon purchasing has gone through the roof. I am so pissed off with all this now. And, you know, please, for God's sake, wake the fuck up.